puzzle that, okay, for a short period of time, fall in love. It's not that. It's once for all. You open your eyes, then you see. You will be enlightened, then the light is in you. And for this, you have to work on it. Yes, confession of God is gracious. It's good. But if it stops you from doing something, you miss the point. Because you were here to work. Remember in book one you said, listen, I don't know about the plans and things like that. Do you know why I try hard that I work? Because I believe the Creator is working. So working is good. Because we don't think God created the universe and now in Acapulco is having a sip of juice. God is creating. There is no was for God. So, this is it. All of it is here in this moment, and you have your role to play in it. Take that seriously. Don't think about the other stuff. Don't think about, I know, this is my job. Tonight, you could go through this and read the answers of that Khadim. Put them together, you will see a mentality. That's the mentality that he is talking about you should avoid. Learn not to go there. Because over there, all the words are good. The sentences are good. If you listen to the guy, he's saying, that, oh my God, gracious, this is something I do every day. Oh, that, I'm the master of that, everybody learned it from me. And all this bragging. Each one is good. And if he took care of the donkey, we had no problem with that. But you see, at the end of the day, he doesn't do the work. He talks about it. This is the intelligence. Intelligence prefers to talk about it, to find some excuses, to re-narrate some fake story which has been transformed during years, which make me the real hero, and Napoleon Bonaparte was my number one. I was the hero. This one that makes hero out of me. Said, this is it. Concentration. Means every single moment that you don't pay attention, that animal could jump out and block your way. Yes?
When the Sufi mounted and got going, he began to fall on his face every time. Every time the people lifted him up, they all thought he was ill. One would twist his ears hard, while another sought for the part under his palate.
Suddenly, this is another universe, somehow. That one was universe of the lazy servant who doesn't want to work, right? Now is the day after. Everybody is ready to help this Sufi. Everybody is doing something. They see the donkey falling down, they pick it up. So it's another environment, yes?
And another searched for the stone in his shoe, and another looked at the dirt in his eye. Also they were saying, O Sheikh, what is the cause of this? Were you not saying yesterday, thanks, the ass is strong? He replied, the ass ate lahal during the night. The ass that ate lahal during the night cannot get along except in this manner. Inasmuch as the ass's food by night was lahal, he was glorifying God by night and prostrating himself by day. Most people are man-eaters. Put no trust in their saying, peace to you.
Oh my God, are you listening? After all of this, he will come to a point that clearly will explain it. There is no interpretation and stuff like that. You should understand that. Do you remember this? This is animal life. Eat, don't be eaten, reproduce. Three principle of animal life, right? When it comes to human being, nowadays, nobody will eat you because you are not very delicious. So, nobody eats you. Then what? What do you do with that energy? You put it in some explanations here and there. You forget that who will eat the human being? When you forget about the form, in the essence, who will eat the human beings? It's something that in 20th century we realize it. They call it brainwash. The people will eat each other. The people will ruin the other's life. The competition, the survival, blah, 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 all of that. So, one of the main enemies are the people. Why should we talk about this? We started with this with the Sufi and we said, your best friend are the people. So you should realize the worst enemy is there as well. There are two kind of people. There are people which we call Yar. We explained it. Last paragraph was about this. This Sufi, who was a guest, he was here with a friend. Therefore everything is good. The friends the day after are helping him. This is one kind, but do not forget the other kind. This is something that it looks irrelevant, but to me it's relevant, really. This turning around the coin, remember, this side and the other side of it. The people are the best friends I could find. The people are worst enemy I could find. Therefore, I should be attentive. Attentive whom I connect with. Whom do I touch? Who will influence me? Because everyone will influence me. Of course, La Haul is there. We are talking about the influence of the people. We said, okay, the power of God is there and God will save me, inshallah, from a lot of bad people. But I have to be careful because the people, they are Adami Khar, means they eat the humanity. Therefore, do not do Salam Aleik with them and feel safe. He doesn't say do not Salam Aleik with them. Do not feel comfortable in it. Aman, that's Iman, that's feeling inside. Is it? That feeling inside shouldn't come from these people. Because the heart, now Rumi, who is always explaining humanity as the jewel of creation, will show you the other side. The other side is that the heart of these people is the house of Div. Div means opposite of human being. Means there are people that their heart is the opposite. Remember, it's all about the heart. It's all about the heart that nobody could go in except him. Remember, that's it. And I should repeat that, be aware of the influence of the people.
The hearts of all are the devil's house. Do not accept the palaver of devilish men. He that swallows lahaul from the breath of the devil like that ass falls headlong in the fight. Whoever swallows the devil's imposture in this world and veneration and deceit from the foe that has the face of a friend. In the way of Islam and on the bridge Sarat, he will fall upon his head from giddiness like that ass. Beware, do not hearken to the blandishments of the bad friend. Espy the snare, do not walk securely on the earth. See the 100,000 devils who utter La Hawl, O Adam, in the serpent behold Iblis. He gives vain words. He says to you, O my soul and beloved, that he may strip the skin off his beloved like a butcher.
Isn't this the principle of brainwash? A brainwasher will approach you with a very kind manner and will call you the best. Then he will ruin your life. Do you remember? The serpent was crawling out and talking to Eve. That, listen, the guy is not attentive. And when God said, this is dangerous, he didn't mean really this, he meant that. You are the clever one. Hold up. This is the approach. So you are being approached because the people, they have some planning, some intention, hidden intention. They talk to you. And beforehand, they know that they wanted to cheat. They want to trick you. Because that's the only way, yes?
He gives vain words that he may strip off your skin. Woe to him that tastes opium from enemies. He lays his head at your feet and butcher-like gives vain words that he may shed your blood miserably.
Yeah, this is not translatable in a way. First of all, you don't understand it because maybe you have never seen a sheep being killed and skinned. When they kill the sheep, they want to skin it. The only way to do it is one of the legs. They make a hole over there, and they blow in it, and they push the air to separate their skin. So, if you look formally, the butcher is kissing the foot of the sheep just to skin it. So they admire you just to do it to you, right? And there is something else over there which is not translatable again. Is dam. Dam is a word which is
breath.
Very difficult to explain. Dam is breath. But the dam at the same time means, in the Rumi's time, is quantum. Means the smallest portion of time is dam. Then dam means when we connect to each other. Hamdam is the best friend with you. So the connection. And a silly fellow who cannot decide is damdami. Because from this bread to the other one, they will change it, you see? So dam is a very complicated stuff, and Rumi used it here. I wanted just to know that this is very poetic, very lovely, but let go of it because we are in a very sensational paragraph. Are we? I could always say this. In each paragraph, I say this. Because each are like that. Here is one of those paragraphs that will have one verse which was the subject of 2 years' study in a group. O brother, you are the same thought. As for the rest, are bone and skin. Means you are your thought. And thought is andishe, is not fikr.